even get that.
Well, among, you said terrapins now. Do they live in land or water?
Oh, you got turtles in the water and terrapins on top of the ground. Highland terrapin.
Okay. Now, this is something else. This isn't a terrapin or a turtle. This is something more like a clam that that lives in the water, and sometimes a pearl is found in it.
Oh, that's an oyster. That's under the mouth.
Okay. How about these things that hop around and make a croaking sound?
Frog.
Yeah, now, what any different kinds of those?
No, you got a tool frog and a bullfrog and some little bitty frogs and... You got all sorts of frogs.
Right. Now, do you have any name for those little ones?
I never see but two or three of them. Those little things that
yeah.
In the spring of the year, they sing and you get by that real quick, but they're a little bit of green frogs.
Have no special name for them, though.
I've never heard the name.
Either rain frog or tree frog or something like that.
A rain frog is supposed to be in trees. He's not that little bit of one I'm talking about.
I see. Those little ones
are
sometimes...
A rain frog and a tree frog, I don't know about that.
I see. I've heard those little ones called peepers.
Huh?
Peepers.
Well, I never heard of
them. All right. Now, these things that crawl around under the ground, sometimes on top of the ground, and you...
Moles.
Yeah, these are things you use for bait.
Huh?
These things you use for bait when you're fishing.
About worms, those night crawlers, those...
All right, yeah. Now, would you use any other words besides just worms or night crawlers?
Wigglers, there's some wigglers.
All right. Now, these things grow, live in the water, and they seem to move backwards.
They do what?
They move backwards. They have hard shells.
Oh, you're talking about a crawfish.
Right. And these things fly around, attracted to light, and they fly around. They get into your clothes. They sometimes eat holes in your clothing.
What's talking about bats?
No, these are more like butterflies. They're not butterflies, but they're more like butterflies than bats. But they fly around and they get into cloth and they eat cloth.
Moths?
Yeah. What would just one of them be called? One.
Huh?
Yeah, that's plural. Now, what would just one of them be called?
I would just put an S on and call them moths.
Yeah, and how about just one though?
One's a moth.
All right. And these little things that fly around, you see them in the summertime in the night and they light up.
Lightning bugs.
All right. And these are long, slender creatures, flying insects that you sometimes see sitting on top of a pole or around water in the country.
I've never met him.
No, I was thinking something like either a snake doctor or a mosquito hawk. Or a dragonfly, something like
that. Dragonfly, he ain't got no light to him, has
he? No.
Yeah, I've seen snake doctors, I'm scared of him.
Okay. Now, would you name some other kinds of stinging insects?
Stinging insects?
Yeah.
There's plenty of them.
All right, name a few.
Well, you got your hornets, and you got your yellow jackets, and you got your bees.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a... Stinging scorpion, I think that they call him. He's a queer looking thing and he's got his tail comes up this way. He'll sting you. I think that's what's called stinging scorpion.
Mm-hmm. There's another kind though besides hornets and bees and yellow jackets. The brown ones.
Wasp?
Yeah. Is that plural or singular?
Huh?
The plural of that.
Two. Wasp.
Yeah. That's just one, isn't it? That's just one of those insects.
I said a wasp nest. I wouldn't know.
Okay.
I wonder how to find two wasps.
Okay. All right. What about did you ever hear a name for some of these wasps that do not sting?
What?
The ones that don't sting, that build nests out of mud.
There's a certain kind of a, you've got a column to